All right, so in trending political news, guys, this was a shocker. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms made a surprise announcement last night that she will not seek re-election for a second term. What? I mean, why do you say that, Steve?
I mean, I wouldn't be bothered with this foolishness, man. You know, people not listening, man. People not trying to, you know, do that. And she may have, some other aspirations.
Yeah. Governor?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
Yeah. Mayor Bottoms posted an open letter on Twitter saying, "It is with deep emotions that I hold my head high and choose not to seek another term as mayor." Her announcement came as a big surprise. Like I said, everyone was shocked about this. And she previously said she'd be running and had even been actively fundraising. Polls were also showing Mayor Bottoms ahead, and Keisha Lance Bottoms is Atlanta's second African-American woman to serve as mayor and become a national figure. She campaigned last year, and then presidential candidate Joe Biden was even considering her as his running mate. So,
yeah, that's so true.
Wow. So things change. Drained. You know, this
that lady's
is politics.
Probably tired.
I think, you know, she has a good, the way she handled the COVID, her leadership was, she was trying to be on point with that.
All right, Steve, hold on. Hold that thought. We'll be back at 33 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, before we left for break, we were talking about Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms and her decision to not run for mayor for a second term.
Well,
and you were saying,
I think she showed great leadership during COVID. Mm-hmm, I think she had a lot to do with voting.
I think she
made some really, really great stance for the city. Mm-hmm. I think it's an exhausting job. I think it's a thankless job. But I think she could have aspirations for something greater. I don't know this, but I could see her up the line, you know, attorney general, you know, governor, if Stacey don't run. But I think that these people are all on the same page. And mm-hmm. so I don't know what it could be, but she was a great example. But, you know, this job here is hard, man. You're impressive. Trying to tell people to do the right thing and ain't nobody listening.
Yeah,
I can't be mayor of
so
nothing.
Variables fighting you, especially in Georgia. Especially in Georgia when you're trying to do right. The governor is just doing all kinds of stuff to fight you. It's a tiring
job. Undermining.
Drive,
right?
Yeah, I hope she's not quitting altogether. I do hope. Mm-mm. That she's going to do something even bigger and better.
I don't mind if she quits altogether, because some people just go, you know what? Like, I wouldn't do good in politics because I'm just not cut up. I'm not cut that way.
You don't have the patience.
Level.
Yes,
is at a zero.
All my debates.
End up
is
fight.
Gonna be on YouTube.
You
cuss.
Fighting. Throwing hands.
Right. And I just don't like politics because it's so red and blue and so garbage. It's not really for the welfare of the people. It's for the welfare of the people in power.
Politicians.
It's whatever's best
what they
for
try
them.
To keep is the power.
It's what they do. It's what's best for them to hold power. Mm-hmm. And it's not about the people. And it's sickening, man. And plus, I wouldn't get into politics. I don't know what has happened to the Republican Party. I don't know how 70% of these people really believe this election was stolen. That's a damn shame.
That as a thinking
person, you would allow this man, who is so morally corrupt, told more lies than anybody in the history of the presidency, and what makes you think he ain't told another lie?
Right.
Man,
right.
Miss me.
Yeah, and he's the only one in the states where he won. There was no fraud. Only the states where he lost.
Right.
There was was there fraud.
Arizona.
Right. Yeah.
This dude is unbelievable, man.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Pennsylvania.
Well, I hope great things lie ahead for.
I do too. I really do.
Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, because she's a great leader, and she is, you know. for the people.
Yeah. So. I mean, I thought at one time they were considering her for the vice presidential role.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, who knows? All right. We'll be back with our last break of the day and, of course, some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.